Welcome back to Gulf Coast Live. I'm John Davis. We're currently in National Hispanic Heritage Month, which extends from September 15th through October 15th. And in recognition of those of Hispanic heritage here in Southwest Florida, WGCU has launched a week-long series of stories airing during Morning Edition and All Things Considered, featuring the voices and perspectives of local Latinos from across the region. We'll hear one of those profiles later this hour. But first, coming off our previous segment about this coming weekend's 10th annual Southwest Florida Pride event, we're listening back to our segment this summer, featuring live music and conversation with Southwest Florida LGBT artists, performers, and family members, Kiki Lane and Duke Stamina. Let's hear that conversation now. We're joined in studio today by Southwest Florida LGBT artists, performers, and family members, Kiki Lane and Duke Stamina. Kiki Lane's regular shows as the Stacked Heels featured performer at Cruisers Lounge in Cape Coral deliver a unique blend of humor and music, and you can also catch her performances at other venues in the region, including the Buddha Rock Club and at Howe Gallery in Fort Myers, among others. Kiki Lane, welcome to Gulf Coast Live.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, I meant to say the fabulous Kiki Lane. Also, Duke Stamina, Kiki's son, is a multi-talented artist. He's also going to be performing live during today's show as we explore his approach to music and to visual art. Selections of his work are currently featured in a gallery exhibition at the Das Co-op Gallery here in Fort Myers. That exhibit remains on display through October 6th. Duke Stamina, thanks for taking the time.
What it is, Mr. John Davis.
And Kiki, I wanted to begin with you. And I want to mention to our listeners that, you know, when we hear you perform in a few minutes live in studio, it's going to be a much more like intimate, stripped down version of your music compared to what audiences would hear when you perform live shows. So can you kind of characterize your style for us? How would you characterize your approach?
It's diverse.
Diverse. All right. And, you know, again, today it's going to be voice and guitar, but what other elements are included in your, you know, quote-unquote full arsenal performances?
I sequence my backgrounds on a Roland piano. So they're basically in real time. I do the parts and then I play them all back together. So I'll have full bass drums, strings if I need it, or piano. I try to keep them as little as possible. I do use a vocal harmonizer for background harmonies, and I play a little ukulele like this guy. I play a little piano, and it's I do a variety show, but depending on the venue, I can
absolutely
change hats.
And we'll get more into that in just a minute here. But first, let's go ahead and hear some music. So Kiki, go ahead and play your first selection for us. First of all, give us the title of the song and maybe...
Well, this is the wrong title there. This one's called Low Rent Bungalow.
Low Rent Bungalow.
And this is something, this has to do with, you know, we just write about what we experience, and this was living off of Hollywood. This is years ago. I was living right off of Hollywood Boulevard in L.A. And it was just one of those nights when everybody got a little crazy out. You know?
All right. And we should mention you're going to be singing harmony as well on this
one? No, not this one.
Not this one. Okay.
Not this one.
Okay, well, it goes like this. Sleeping real good in the still of the night when the shot rang out, almost took my good life. Nowhere to go in the middle of a hate war, living in a low-rent bungalow. That meant big guns, everybody having fun, shooting up the neighborhood. Choppers in chopper SWAT teams on the ground, searchlight sirens blaring all around. Nowhere to go in the middle of a hate war, living in a low-rent bungalow. Bad men, big guns, everybody having fun, shooting up the neighborhood. A blast that knocked me off my chair, smoke and tear gas sucking up the air. Nowhere to go in the middle of a hate war, living in a low-rent bungalow. Batman, big big guns, everybody having fun, shooting up the neighborhood. Laying with the others with a burning in my chest, they said, stay still if you know what's best. Nowhere to go in the middle of a hate war, living in a low-rent bungalow. Bad men, big guns, everybody having fun, shooting up the neighborhood. Three men dead, the paramedic said, if you say still, not from lead. Nowhere to go in the middle of a hate war, nowhere to go in the middle of a hate war, nowhere to go in the middle of a hate war, living in a low-rent bungalow.
That's all right.
Low Rent Bungalow, yeah. By our guest today, the fabulous Kiki Lane. She's here with us along with her son, Duke Stamina, who is also a musician and multi-talented visual artist as well. And again, I wanted to go back to your performances, as the featured artist with Stacked Heels at Cruisers. Is this a mix of music, but then also... maybe a little bit of humor, work in the crowd. How do those shows go?
Yes, sometimes I'm known to bring props and come out as Elvis or Carmen Miranda or whatever. And it's just a fun thing. It's lowbrow.
And those performances are pretty regular, right? It's I think it's the last weekend of each month.
Actually, I'm doing I'm playing the second Friday next month, and then the third one in November because it's their anniversary party. I'm sorry, October, because that's their anniversary party. And I generally have been playing the last 5 years at Rascals downtown. I was doing Sunday afternoons, but it gets kind of hot on the patio in the summer, so they have to take the summer off. So.
Absolutely, yeah.
And I was happy to oblige.
Yeah. And I know you played at the Buddha Rock Club.
Yes, it was actually my first time in there. You hear rumors, and the rumors were all wrong. It was a wonderful place, very open, nice people. You know, everybody was having a great time. You know, it was just real nice place.
Is that something that, concerns you sometimes as far as, playing out publicly and being a transgendered woman here in the Deep South?
Yeah. Well, it can be. Like I said, that was my first time there. I was invited to play a set. And I had a great experience. So.
Excellent, excellent. And Duke Stamina, I'm going to have you perform here in just a minute and playing one of your songs. But wanted to talk about how you characterize your style, because you're all over the place, very opposite ends of the spectrum in terms of genres.
Yeah, I don't know. I like all music, from weird Japanese shoegaze to pop music and stuff, and it all influences me, and I want to play it all. It's like it's the same way that I approach my visual art. It's like I can't pick just one medium. They're all fun. They're all fun, and who knows if I'm like actually really good at one that I haven't tried yet.
All right, and I've heard you play the ukulele. Would you say that's your primary instrument?
Yes, because I'm not good at anything else.
Okay.
You play piano
also?
Yes. I'll dabble in just about any instrument, but ukulele has four strings and I have four fingers, so that works for me.
All right. Well, tell us what you're going to play for us and maybe give us a little say something about it by way of introduction.
Okay, cool. This is a song called Weedle. I used to play this song in a band that I was playing with back in North Carolina called Bear the Traveler. We got stuff on Spotify. And I don't know. It's a good day wrapped up in a song. How about that?
All right.
I should probably put that strap on. Whoop!
Well, stale air moves out my window. Cigs and flesh leave the room, replaced by the smell of Carolina. Time just moves. so slow. So is this life just wasted? No, no, no. I'm not thinking so. Cause I am my time wasted. So, so, so. So I'm not growing old. Spawn from my little mind, thoughts of lust and fame. If I am caught up in this spot, I'll make the best of it, and when I'm done, you'll know my name. Cause I'm not broke, I'm blessed with this head on my chest. Cause for some reason it works better than yours. You're just so depressed. I've got no lights in my nest, and I still I sleep better than you. So is this life just wasted? No, no, no. I'm not thinking so. Cause I just love this moment so, so, so. So I'm not growing old. I just couldn't give a single care now. If you think I'm wrong, cause who's the one that's caught up in the drama? And who's the weird mofo singing the song? So is this life just wasted? No, no, no. No, I'm not thinking so. Oh, 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 oh. Cause I am my time wasted. So, so, so. So I'm not growing old.
Duke Stamina and his trusty ukulele. Thank you so much. What a great performance. Thank you. Oh, and I want to ask both of you about your approaches to songwriting. Are you kind of the disciplined artist who set aside time regularly to write, or is it more about when the inspiration strikes?
I think it's most definitely when the inspiration strikes, at least for me.
That's when we get a chance to slow down, to actually sit down and enjoy our instruments and enjoy that.
Absolutely, yeah. And you know, since you're living together too, is it often a collaborative process? Do you help each other out?
Yes and no. It's like her music is her own music.
Uh-huh.
But if I can help with anything, I guess technologically to help her artistic process, that's kind of where I come in, you know.
Okay, okay. And Spencer, I want to touch a bit on your visual art as well, because I mean, you're an amazing illustrator. You have work currently up in a gallery exhibition at the DOS Gallery, correct?
Yeah, I've got a exhibition at DOS Co-op. That's in Fort Myers off of Colonial. It's called Beyond the Tattoo. It's tattoo artists and their fine art. And while I'm not technically a tattoo artist, they kind of lump me in with the rest of it as my style's kind of illustrative.
Well, yeah, and I was going to say you do, in fact, work at HAL, which is a tattoo and a body piercing gallery. But I was going to say that, too. You do have your illustrations do seem like they would lend themselves very well towards being on somebody's body. Have you ever had any of your works tattooed on a person?
I have before. A good buddy of mine who's now tattooing out of California under the name Thieves of Tower. I think it's Castle Bassus now, actually. When he was doing a Friday the 13th thing, he had me submit a whole page of flash tattoos for him to do. And a good few buddies of mine actually ended up getting some done.
All right. Have you ever considered, you know, maybe moving in that direction?
Oh, yeah. And, okay. Oh, yeah. It's all I want to do. It's all my – like all my dreams lie in the putting tattoos on people field.
Okay, so that's going to happen. All right.
Oh, heck yeah.
Well, I look forward to the day I can get one from you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, in the meantime, I want to hear another song here from Kiki Lane. And I understand on this one, Duke Stamina is going to be providing some vocal harmonies as well.
Maybe.
Yeah. Okay.
Kiki, again, just tell us the title and give us a little bit of an introduction.
Okay, this is called Once There Was, and this has to do with in the age I grew up as a transgender person. It was back in 1951. Things were a lot different than they are now.
Sure, sure.
So it's just basically it's something that's important. There was the Sanchez girl 3 years ago. She was brutally murdered.
You're talking about the woman killed here in Fort Myers?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yasmin. Yeah. And that kind of struck deep. I was in Portland, Oregon at the time. And it was just not that I knew her that well. I'd seen her around in the club scenes and stuff. But it touched me because it was so heinous and wrong, yeah, that there's that much hate still in the world. And this is just about that, basically.
Okay.
Now they all fall down, murdered one in 12, some never found. Once there was a little girl, she was stuck inside a boy. Things are different than you see. Christine came out in 53. A story shielded from young eyes. Then pawned off as commie lies. Dare not say she's just like me. The fear, the bottomy, hit the ground. Under desk we duck and cover should hell rain down. Close your eyes. So the flash of light from the bomb won't steal your sight. How they die. Every 29 hours one dead. Is you a woman or a man? Shot and slashed. They're beaten, raped, and burned by the side of the trash. And a cry for a piece of humanity or sanity to fall from the sky. Now they all fall down. Murdered one in 12 and some never found. There was a time not once there was a little boy, sorry, who was trapped inside a girl, not believing it could be, enslaved in mediocrity, braids and dresses to the knee. Still is hunger to be free. Another lost within a shell. Tormented by this special hell. Hit the ground. Under desk we duck and cover should hell rain down. Close your eyes. So the flash of light from the bomb won't steal your sight. How they die. Every 29 hours one dead. Is you a woman or a man? Shot and splashed. They're beaten, raped, and burned by the side of the trash. And a
cry for a piece of humanity or sanity to fall from the sky. Now they all fall down, murdered one in 12, some never found. There was a time not long ago, some had to hide and never show. Oh, it was scorn to be like them. Not girls with girls or men with men. Nor to share the love they had. Yet ridiculed and marked as bad. Why this dream some could not see. Same-sex marriage come to be. Hit the ground. Under death's sweet duck and cover should hell rain down. Close your eyes. So the flash of light from the bomb won't steal your sight. How they die. Every 29 hours, one dead is you, a woman or a man. Shot and slashed. They've been beaten, raped, and burned by the side of the trash. And a cry for a piece of humanity or sanity to fall from the sky. Now they all fall. There was
wow, just extremely powerful song. Thank you so much for sharing that with
sure.
us. I remember covering that story, and I you know, 2017, according to the Human Rights Campaign, you know, the number of people, transgender people who were murdered, and often, you know, anti-transgender bias was a clear motivator. 2018 was a record year for that. And 2018, we've already seen 16 such documented murders. And it's really kind of, I think, brave, but also refreshing to hear a song that really just addresses that passionately, but also just so starkly. So I wanted to thank you for that and ask if that is that something that you always try to do with your music? Not always, you know, talk about activism, but just, you know, be very honest, very open, very raw.
Yeah, we just it's just something. If you feel something, you should say something about it. That's,
yeah.
And well, this happens to be my venue, so.
Yeah, yeah. No, I think that was a great selection, and I'm glad you played that one for us. And I don't want to.
Way too depressing.
I don't want to end things on a sad note. I know, yeah. I know. If folks were, you know, looking to see more of your art, your visual art, could they find like your Tumblr or other things through your Facebook page?
Most definitely. I have a Duke Stamina Facebook page. You could also just friend me. I'm quite a friendly person. Spencer Duke Ellis, E-L-L-E-S.
All right, all right. Duke Stamina's got one last song for us.
I do. This is a song called Late Afternoon Shot of Jack. And hopefully it makes you feel the same.
Well, I spent too long searching for what to say. Just waiting for my muse to come and hit me upside the face. And just when I start to take matters into my own, I find what I've been missing inside on the other end of my phone. Darling, you turned my world upside down. I hope you know the feeling. Over head for you, and I think My feet just graze the ceiling. And I'm never coming down now. No, 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 I'm never coming down now. And I'm never coming down now. No, 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 unless it's by your side. Cause baby, I've been living for a long, long time, but you came in and left my game. I know we got some miles between us, but baby, I'm not complaining. See, most time you seem to be missing something, something in you I found. Cause when the first time I saw your face, you got me here with my feet in the air and my head on the ground. And I'm never coming down now. No, 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 I'm never coming down now. And I'm never coming down now. No, 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 unless it's by your side. See, we may not have all the luxuries that they got out in the CA, like legal bud. But we got soul and a baby guitar.
Or a ukulele or something.
And baby, we're not complaining. No, 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 no. No, baby, we're not complaining. No, 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 no. No, baby, we're not complaining. No, 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 no. No, baby, we're not complaining. No, 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 no. No, baby, we're not complaining. No, 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 no. No, baby, we're not complaining. No, 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 no. Baby, we're not complaining. No, 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 no. No, baby, we're not complaining. No, 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 baby, we're not complaining. Happy birthday, Jesse Kaysen.